Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, 2-4 Tuesday, just getting dialed in here. Here we go. Good afternoon, everyone. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you on the first Tuesday of August 2022. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you, doing a lot of breathing and releasing and letting go. Everyone, good to be here with you. I know that you are out there starting to come to this Facebook Live this afternoon. The topic for Facebook Live today is the let go factor. I am going to let the Facebook Live populate, and then we'll move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Coming to you live from Stockton, California. If you have not heard today, the governor of California called the state of California a state of emergency, and there is also another state that has done the same situation. So I'm sure you're going to see more and more of the situation happening, meaning that it's time to breathe, release, and let go. And that is exactly what the content of today's Facebook Live is here. The topic is the let go factor. Jared Andra, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. And Kevin Clinton Paulson, good to see you this afternoon, Kevin. Always a privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Scott Lucas, good to see you this afternoon. The topic for today's Facebook Live is the let go factor, which I have been practicing this morning. The governor of the state of California has declared the state of California a state of emergency. What does that mean? It means breathe, release, and let go, because I don't know what it means, but the body that reacts to stimulus is like, oh my God, what's next? Well, we have been under trauma-based mind control going on for over 2.5+ years. So this means that the more you understand how events shape feelings and the ability to breathe, release, and let go. Now, those of you who have attended Millionaire Blueprint and actually were in the room where we were practicing deep breathing techniques and having situations where the hyperventilation that you've lived in, the fight or flight you've lived in, and then being able to feel that release, and now you're starting to practice it daily, and you don't have to come to my event to practice it, but one of the areas that you want to really improve in is when you feel that fight or flight, is that you begin to let go right there. You accept how scared you are, how anxious you are, how terrified you are, how pissed off you are, how angry you are, how violated you feel, how overwhelmed, the rage, the hate, the anger, the frustration, the disappointment, the want to get even with someone. That's the ego. The ego is the lower self. And when you begin to feel those feelings, that's when you step into that acceptance of it, and you step in, bring it up, and release it, and that is letting go. Marcella, good to see you this afternoon. Andrea Delane, good to see you. Dorothy Wirt, good to see all of you. So those of you live in some states, you may not be experiencing this, but you're going to see more and more states that go into a state of emergency. So California and one other state have declared it today. So participants all over going, oh my God, what's next? What do we have to do? Well, what the first thing you do in any type of situation that is life-threatening, or that you feel your freedoms are being infringed on, or that you have anxiety about, or doubt about, or worry about, is you breathe. Because if you don't, you're in fight or flight. It's also called hypervigilance. And then you're recreating brain fog. So in the brain, it means the amygdala is enlarging. The prefrontal cortex is shrinking. The hippocampus, where memory is shrinking. You are not crazy. You are in a state called fight or flight. It's a commonality. It is not normal. It's conditioned behavior. And you unequivocally can teach yourself to breathe, release, and let go. People ask me how I am today, and I will state I'm breathing, releasing, and letting go. My affirmation is I'm always letting go. And because I continue to affirm that, I'm stating that I'm always letting go. Letting go becomes a skill. And it's a skill that I'm skilled at, letting go. And I've been teaching letting go skills for many, many years. Let go is not just do it. Let go is a skill. So when someone texts you that you've had challenges with, a significant other who you're divorced from, or a man you're divorced from, or a former boyfriend, perpetrator, or a narcissistic mother or father or aunt or uncle, or brother or sister, someone that has picked on you, singled you out, taken advantage of you, someone that you're intimidated by, overwhelmed from, worried about. I mean, when you've, if you've been in relationships with narcissists, they like to gaslight, ghost, terrorize, traumatize, take advantage of, and most importantly, blame you. And they like to blame you by going, you always, you never, you always, you never. You never come by. You always do this. So that's how they like to communicate. They communicate in that type of communication. And the more you understand that these are people who don't qualify for your time, the more you understand that you're in the process of letting go, then you are in your power and you're not giving your power away. Because many people use tactics of guilting you into doing things that your higher power knows better, that you're, that you know in the energy of God you shouldn't be doing this. And the more that you understand this, the more you stand your ground against tyranny, Satan, and all the other forces of evil that are out there, the more you're able to be your best self and stand your ground and breathe and release. Because what you do not want to do is you do not want to be drug into an argument. You do not want to allow yourself to get into explaining, validating, and justifying yourself, because that becomes exhausting. And in that exhausting content, and if you are someone who holds on to a lot of things, emotions, and then other things in your house, your garage is a disaster, your attic is overflowing, your household, the dishes, the sink, the laundry, these are also situations that become overwhelming. And then if you have multiple children, if you have a blended family, if you have your mother living with you, your aunt, uncles, or if you've let your house become a hotel for wayward lost souls who are showing up on your couch in your children's bedrooms, then it is time for you to really address your codependent behavior and begin letting go. And it is so liberating if you'll let yourself feel liberated. But the ego is so cunning and baffling. The ego is the lower self with a capital S. The consciousness, understanding, awareness is the self with a capital S, the higher self, the self that K-N-O-W-S, that knows. And when you're in a no state, you know. And you know, when you know that state, you know that you will persevere. You know you will overcome. You know you will let go. You know you will not give up your ground. You know you will not give in to tyranny. You know that you will sit right there in the middle of an emotion and let go. And if you've had traumatic relationships with people who are very narcissistic, here's a new book that I just purchased. It is called Trapped in the Mirror. It's adult children of narcissists in their struggle for self. In my Millionaire Blueprint that I'll be hosting in December, I'll be covering on Saturday the topic of adult children of alcoholics, narcissists, and dysfunctional families. That's what I'll be covering on that content, on how we tend to attract our reality, people in situations to fulfill being in fight or flight, worried and anxious, overwhelmed, and then we tend to make mistakes. We get so overwhelmed, we're unorganized, undisciplined, unaware, and we keep doing the same thing over and over. And this is what creates avoidance, procrastination tendencies. And even though you may have a great business, or you have a great opportunity, or you have been called on by your company to produce a video for your company, and you're like so overwhelmed at the possibility of succeeding, so overwhelmed, or you have a tyrannical boss who is gaslighting you and ghosting you, and you're so afraid to confront the situation, so afraid. So that's the body of fight or flight. And letting go is a skill, and it's a practice. And if you, as you become skilled at it, this is the book, the handbook of letting go right here. The Pathway to Surrender. The late David Hawkins. Unequivocally, the handbook. The handbook of letting go is right there. It's in my hand. But it does me no value not to be able to articulate this. What many people is, they'll read this like a textbook. They'll read it like they went to college. Well, that's not the value of the book. The value is being able to interpret and integrate the content into the application. And then you're living letting go. So you're not hoarding. You're not holding on. You're not behind on your taxes. You're not behind on your bills. And you're not in liability debt. And you're not you're not in an unorganized, overwhelmed state that keeps you barely getting by, just pulling it off at the last minute, holding on to the past. Like if you don't hold on to this past, you don't have any identity. And that's what so many people are afraid of. They're afraid to let go of being an addict because it would contradict their struggle. Even though the ego goes, well, that doesn't make sense. That's not about making sense. That's about understanding the payoff. Many people recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill a neurochemical craving that they are emotionally addicted to. And when you understand that mind-body connection of why you do what you do, that's when it begins to click, the tumbler. So the master lock, 37 right once, 15 left twice, 16 right once, click! The tumblers are in alignment. That's what's called an aha moment. That's what is called synchronicity, synchrodestiny. You understand. You are aware. And most importantly, you now know. And you know that you are good enough. And when you know you are good enough, you are in that let go state. I want to say hello to Tracy, Kevin, Consigliere Mark. Good to see all of you here this afternoon. Sarah, thank you for coming in here. I definitely appreciate you joining me. I have an interesting situation that happened to me. For those of you who are very skilled branders and very skilled at marketing, I wrote a post yesterday, a standard coaching post for 20 minutes of coaching that had over 80 likes and 19 comments. Now, routinely, that post will get 10 likes and one or two comments. So those of you who are skilled branders, if you want to comment on that, let me know. That was an anomaly. Now, was I being seduced by Facebook? Did Facebook's algorithm actually let me slip through the cracks like it was 2015 and 2016? I mean, Tracy, that happened to me. So if you want to take a look, it was the post on, the post was on, you will attract what you expect. It had like 10 times. So was that a quantum leap? Absolutely. That means that the sum was greater than the whole of its parts. That means without trying organically, that's what letting go, that's what happens in letting go. It's called miracles. Miracles happen in letting go because the expectation has been changed. I'm not expecting to fail. I'm not expecting to be average. I'm expecting whatever outcome happens, I'm creating it, and that is what I'm expecting. When you change your expectations, then you don't expect to be disappointed. You don't expect to fail. You don't expect to be overwhelmed. And so when you're in that state of consciousness, you're going up the scale of consciousness. So energetically, we're energetic beings. So when we're in low levels of anxiety, we are transmuting our feelings telepathically and emotionally at a rate of speed. And a very low speed is grief, apathy, shame, and guilt. Those are low transmutational states because we're barely operating. We're in acute fight or flight. We are overwhelmed emotionally. We're holding on to events. Our ego is in an acute brain fog, telling ourselves stories about outcomes that have not even happened. Worried about the future, overwhelmed, anxious. I mean, this happens. We see the end. Our demise is happening. This is what happens to so many people, is then they start contemplating the worst case scenarios, death and suicide and going out in a blaze of glory and jumping off the bridge and all these other situations as the ego races. That's what happens in very, very low energy. It's 0 to 90 in seconds. The same thing happens in anger, hate, and resentment. You want to get even with someone. You want to take them out. You start plotting their demise in a few seconds, and then you come back down to your body and you're like, oh my God. And that's what happens in brain fog. But as you learn to let go of that, you're able to operate and navigate at a much different level of energy. So in that energy, you're actually scaling up. It's virtually a scale of energy. It's like it goes up here and it goes down here. The objective is to be in a state of energy called consciousness, where you have peripheral vision. Now in athletics, there are athletes who train themselves to be in that state. They have hand-eye coordination. They have great vision. They're able to see what's going on back here. and they make moves that are unpatented. Michael Jordan, Pete Maravich, Allen Iverson in basketball, and then there was Ted Williams and Stan Musial and the greats of the 40s and 50s, the baseball players, and then there was the Bob Gibsons and the Steve Carltons from the 60s and 70s, and then there's some of the athletes you see today, like Stephon Curry, that can hit 30-foot jump shots, and he's just absolutely unconscious. And then there are artists and entertainers. If you've ever seen a musician named Terry Kath, K-A-T-H, he would be the greatest musician that you have never heard of. Terry Kath was the original lead singer and lead guitar player for the band Chicago. And if you want to look up one of the most brilliant performances musically of all time, look up Chicago, the song 25 to 6 or 4. That was the name of the song. 25 to 6 or 4. And it's a live performance in Winterland. And you will see the late Terry Kath perform unconsciously. Now, unconscious consciousness means that you are in such a zone, you are in such a let-go zone, that you have let go of so much of letting go that you're letting go is letting go, and you are in an unhinged state. It's called the untethered soul. I mean, it's where you create synchronicity, synchro destiny. I mean, it's an on command. There's no performance because you're so good at being yourself that you are yourself, and that is self. That's really what that means. That's not a trick. It's a skill to be yourself because it means you know who you are. And in that no state, that's not based on performance. That's not based on money. That's based on self, pure self, self-esteem. It's love. It's joy. It's bliss. It's the transmutation of just pure love. It's coming out of your body. It's love of God, love of people, love of dogs, love of country, love of beauty. It's love of love. I mean, that's pure bliss. And in that state, the vibration is like up here. It's near enlightenment. But it also requires courage to be able to access these feelings, especially when you spent your life being overwhelmed. And then you've spent your life being not good enough. Now, the untethered soul knows that. But when your soul's tied to the guardrail and your soul's tied to your bed and you can't even navigate barely getting out of bed, or you can't navigate organizing your life, and you just live in an abject chaos, overwhelmed, behind on so many situations, it's very challenging to experience love, joy, and bliss because you're so worried about being worried that you're worried. And that's exhausting. And the cortisol levels, the adrenaline for the fight or flight that's lived in, the ego has to have something to put out that fire. So that's why ice cream, cookies, bags of Doritos, salted chips, sugar treats, Coca-Colas, and other situations. And then there is no health consciousness in that because the body's in survival mode. And that's where so many people live, is they're just surviving, just barely getting through the day to get to the next day of being overwhelmed. And the relief comes from going to bed, because in going to bed or becoming inebriated or intoxicated, then the pain can be addressed by medicating it. And that's what many people do, is they medicate their anxiety. And that's why so many people are on medications. I mean, factor that. Where does that come from? I mean, that's the situation. So Tracy says, I'm speaking straight to her today. Aaron, good to see you. Amy Gilbert, good to see you. So if you just join me, the topic of today's call is letting go. This is a new book that just arrived in my household. It's called, I'll be covering more content on this. It's called Trapped in the Mirror, Adult Children of Narcissists in Their Struggle for Self. Adult children of narcissists trapped in themselves. So I will be covering more and more about that, what it means to be an adult child of alcoholics, adult child of narcissists, an adult child of dysfunctional families. I mean, you are virtually set up to be an emotional addict if you grow up in that environment. It's not escapable. It happens to all of us. I mean, all of us virtually become addicted to a set of feelings as children, and we act that out in our life, and then some situation comes along, rock bottom, I come along, I start giving you insight, you read a book, you find this author, David Hawkins, and you actually make it past the first chapter of this book. And then you become fascinated, or you pick up the book, Codependent No More, and you actually make it to chapter 5, and you go, oh my God, that's me. And you make it into chapter 8, and you pick up a book called Power Versus Force, and you read chapter 8, The Source of Power, and you go, oh my God, I've been in force my whole life. And in that situation that you've been in, so overwhelmed that you begin to understand this right here, that letting go is the pathway to surrender. And surrendering doesn't mean you're weak. Surrender in context of recovery, sobriety, and consciousness means that you're surrendering your will to struggle. You're surrendering your will to be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And then you're also letting go of these three words, I don't know. The most frequent words that an addict will use over and over is, I don't know. I don't know why I ate the cheesecake. I don't know why I don't pay my taxes. I don't know why I don't open the mail. I don't know why I'm so overwhelmed. I don't know why I'm in such dysfunctional relationships. I don't know why I keep going back to these people who violate me. Well, I do know, because the ego requires a little more. An addict always wants a little more. And if that is you, then you will continue to recreate the same situation to fulfill a familiar feeling to create the payoff. And in that payoff, then there's avoidance techniques and tendencies that are created from being your best self. You avoid success because you're not sure if you can pull it off, and you keep just barely getting by. And unfortunately, that is what so many people do, tiptoe quietly through life, avoiding being their best self, arrive at their grave safely, living and dying the greatest pain, the pain of regret. Just look at what's happened to so many people in the last 2.5 years. They've been guilted and shamed into doing things that their higher self knew they shouldn't, but they did it anyway because of social pressure. And because of social pressure, they went out and have done things that they're going to regret because they didn't use their higher self. And this is so common. It's called trauma-based mind control. And it's very easy when a body is in an overwhelmed state. And when you have someone in acute brain fog, they're easily controlled. Now, I will go down the rabbit hole here for just a moment. I'll digress right over here. So I've been studying a process called Ultra MK 42 for 40 years. So that has been a great advantage for me to understand what all that means and how it's allowed me to step out of that matrix and be over here in free enterprise and be over here in homeopathic remedies and be over here in healing the tethered soul of the mind-body connections that no longer serve me. And you can do that too. You can be that man. You can be that woman. You can be that parent. You can be that patriot. You can be that entrepreneur, that business owner. You can be that man or woman. You're not on an island. There are millions of us. We are there. So we are in that space right now. We are at the precipice of the most challenging time in world history. And our country and our world absolutely requires men and women of courage who have the ability to face the wolf at the door, take a deep breath, breathe and release and let go, and realize that's just a canine dog that's a little more aggressive, and do your best to neutralize that wolf at the door that oftentimes creates so much anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you have that courage to be that man or woman, then you will begin to let go. Because letting go is a lot easier than it looks at. Actually, letting go is much easier than struggling. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I also want to recognize a few people who I see here today. My good friend James Pryor, always good to see you. Eric Picard, long-term client, good to see you. Aaron Knight, as always, good to be here with you. I believe I saw Jamie, I saw Marcella, Tracy Calvert, long-time client and friend, playing a gig in 2 minutes. We'll catch replay. James Pryor, everyone give James some love. James jumped on Facebook Live today right before he's playing. And James, congratulations on all of your accomplishments. Eric, good to see all of you here this afternoon. If you have not received a free 20-minute coaching call from me, feel free to reach out and access that. Colleen, so good to see you, Colleen. I definitely don't want to miss saying hello to my girl, Colleen. Colleen was my client for 5 years, still follows me, and refers top-tier clients to me. But if you are a former client or an existing client and you'd like to reach out to me and find out more about my unique marketing proposition for coaching, go ahead and send me a message, and I will let you know what my value proposition is for the month of August. I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to let you know a little bit about this book. It's called Trapped in the Mirror. It's Adult Children of Narcissists in the Struggle for Self. Here's the spine of it, Trapped in the Mirror. I bought a copy for myself and Henry Klauke. We are both reading this simultaneously. Emily, good to see you. And I also see, who else do I see here today? I see Lynette. I see Lynette. How are you this afternoon? Drew, good to see you. Lynette Gross is back in California. So good to see all of you this afternoon. Have a great afternoon.